means white wine.
A yayin chadash Rashi shocha shvatza. Claim lavona shcher. What type of anisha were you boiled? The mace of rochav and the mace of kotza. Wide bed or a short bed. Rashi mace means mita shemase of aleh b'shas achila. Olinyan niyaf isha shemena. Okay, it being boiled. It's a fat lady. Kotza kechusha. She was a weak one. Vayta b'chava toiva b'chava ro. Rashi chava toiva means isha toiva mara. Didn't mean really. Just mean did she look nice or she didn't look nice. All they said were talking about znus. Rav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, atze Yushlaim shal kidman hoyu. Betchila b'shas debayis, the wood of Yushlaim mamush was like kidman, smelled very very good. Obishor shrei masikanos mehen, used to burn it. Recha noydu b'chol Eretz Yisrael. Mamush, the smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. You burnt one kidman, one place, the smell went over the whole Eretz Yisrael. Mishachov Yishlayim Nignizu, it was put away. Blo Nishtayre Lekisera, one bali full of it, one bali size. Or Mishtakach Begizoi, it's found in the treasures. Tzimtzimoi Malchusa, Trashi Kachshma, the name. A certain queen has this one piece of wood left over. But that's what happened after the Korban Abayis.
Holding that Samach Gimel. So, the Mishnah. Lo Yetzo Yish, a man cannot walk out on Shabbos, Lo B'Sayif, not with his sword, Lo B'Keshes, not with the bow, Lo B'Tris, not with the shield, Lo B'Olo, on the side of the Girsus, Orichis, that means a makel, a stick, that has a rush on the head, is round, like a policeman stick, Lo B'Olo, Lo B'Remech, not with the spear. If you walk out on Shabbos with these things, because it's not called a tachshut, it's called a masa. You're carrying something on Shabbos, yichayiv chatis. Rebbe Lezer Roimer tachshitim hein loy. He holds no. This is called a tachshut. There's etter to wear it even on Shabbos. It's something you wear in Lenoy. It's a tachshut. Therefore, it's mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos. The chachomim oimrim ain't a metal ignite. The chom dingzich and say no. A spear, the sword, can't be called a tachshit. It's not something nice. It's something you wear when you have to go to war, which is the genai. Shenema, the posik says in Yishayo, the kitisu charvoisam leitim. We'll see in the Gemara, either goes on Yemoisam Mashiach, or else it goes on the mice. Olam Habom, there'll come a time when we'll chop up our swords and make it into plows, and we won't use the swords anymore. They'll be used for a plow, for the fields. The Chani Soy Sehem, the Mazmeris. The same thing, they'll chop up their war, their material, their swords and spears, and make it into a plow that you could use. Polis, a goy, a goy, cherif, and no nation would use a connected another nation, swords, la yimudu oid Muhammad. There won't be any more Muhammad. So you see, there'll come a time when there won't be wars, so they won't need the sword, they're going to get rid of them. You see, it's only genai to have a sword, and you only keep it when you need it for war. If you don't need it for war, you get rid of it. So that's the Chum's Rai. It's not called the Tachshit. It's not called something nice. It's only genai. Drashi vi Tachshitim minu lo yehei b'teilim losit. That's the Rai. If it's called the Tachshit, even in Moshe Mashiach, when there's no war, still they should still keep the swords because if something looks nice. So the Mishnah Vayta, Biriyos is Tahiro. Birias is not called the kli to mekabel tumah. We'll soon see the type of bands that they wear, Anisha wears around the thigh to hold up the stockings. So it's not called the kli by itself, it's not mekabel tumah. The yotzim bo b'shabbos. She's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because it's tzarech haguf, it's holding up the stockings, and we're not afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos because it's a mokum tznias. Hashenkim tfolim, that's already where you have two chains tied around the two thighs. And you have a chain in between. We'll see in the Gemara the purpose for the chain, that they shouldn't take big steps. So that's already called a kli. And tumein, it's makabel tumah, v'yein yotzim ben b'shabbos. Since this chain they put in between the two legs is made out of gold, it's a piece of jewelry, we're afraid maybe she'll take it off on Shabbos, and so her friends, therefore it's us to go out with it on Shabbos. So Rashi, b'riyos, b'gemar, m'forosh, tumah, will explain what a riyos are. Tahiros, Rashi, ain't a makabel tumah. We're not afraid to take off this band that's holding up a stocking, of course she takes it off, she'll have to uncover her thigh, and at least she won't do that for Shus Rabim, or any place. Kvol him to Meim, the Gemara Farish Lo. The Gemara will explain why a kvol is makabel tumah and why an isha cannot go out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara, my bola, what does an ola mean? Kulfa. Kulfa, sir, that's the type of a stick that has a ball on top of it. A klapa. He deems it and says, no, you're allowed to walk out with a sword on Shabbos. Tanya, omul el Rebeleze, chom es Rebeleze, vichimiach, but the tachshitim hein lo, your sheet, there is something looking nice. A person wears it for a tachshit, that's why a person wears a sword. Mifnei mahein betelun l'meisa Mashiach, how come l'meisa Mashiach, when there won't be any war, they'll go and destroy their swords? The chorob, it's a tachshit, they should still wear it. They'll destroy it because they don't need them anymore. Shenema, the post says, there won't be any more mechama. They won't need them, so that's why they're going to destroy them. Good, they're not going to need the sword. They won't need the swords anymore. But you, Rebbe Lez, all those called attached to something that looks nice on a person, so they should still keep it to look nice. Rebbe Lez is like this. It's the same thing like having a candle in the afternoon. That means that when you need a candle at night, a candle is a good thing. By daytime, it has no use a candle. Same thing. Bishastir is mechama. Then it's something nice to have. It's a tachshit to wear a sword. Hashenkin amayis ha-mashiach, when there won't be any more mechamas, then it's not called a nice thing to have a sword. You don't need it. Shashi shagi b'tiyura, ner b'tzarayim, to have a candle in the afternoon. Since you don't need it, ain't no, it's not nice. But these times now that we do have mechama, it's something nice and it's a tachshit to wear. That's the blazer shita. Allah, we hold at the chachamim that it's also to walk out with swords. But our co-pulling with the vial, the Gemara learns that the chomim is the kasha, the moisa mashiach, there won't be any more wars. So tomorrow, plegi di Shmuel. And at this pshat, dinzach on Shmuel. Rashi, odik toni, potelim l'moysa Mashiach. There won't be any more swords. L'moysa Mashiach, the dinzach on Shmuel. The Shmuel is Rashi, and potelim l'moysa Mashiach. According to Shmuel, there will still be swords in l'moysa Mashiach. Why? So tomorrow, the Yom HaShmuel, ein ben oyla mazel l'moysa Mashiach, el shibu golis bavad. What comes, l'moysa Mashiach will still be living the exact same way, just it won't be shibud malchius. Shibud Golias means that the Goyim will all be makkah who a Yid is. That the Yidin are, and B'nai Hashem, they'll be makkah, they won't start up with the Yidin anymore. But the Goyim between themselves will still have Mechama, therefore there's still a need for swords, and it won't be Mevutl. Shenema watz Shmuel Raya, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Kilo Yechtel Evyon Mekere Vorets. Mash Mekozaman, the living on this world, will always be Evyonim, poor people. Now if we're when the Nevi'im said the Nevi'im is talking about the Moshe Mashiach, the Nevi'im said, well, everybody will be rich, there won't be any more poor people. So it's right, they're not talking about the Moshe Mashiach. The Moshe Mashiach, people will still be poor, will still be the exact same way we live now. So it's more Mishalel Rabbi Chiya Barabba, and forget, we're learning Pshat that the Moshe Mashiach, there won't be any more wars, they'll destroy all the swords. It's a right to Rabbi Chiya Barabba that he also deems a Chan Shmuel. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Kol HaNeviim Lo Nisnavu El L'Moysa Mashiach. They saw the Nevuas that they said how good it will be. It's talking about the Moysa Mashiach times. Then there won't be any more war, there won't be any more swords. It will be altogether different living. Avol Yerlo Mabo. Yerlo Mabo here L'Chur means after Tchias HaMesim. Ayin L'Rosa Elokim Zulosko. Nobody knows and saw what's going to be then. The Nevi'im didn't talk about that matziv. Only Hashem himself knows how it will be the Olam Haba. So the more vika the army, some lay know. Omru lo Rebeleze, chom tanat Rebeleze, v'chei meyach ad tachshitim hein loi, since you hold that a sword is called a tachshit for a person, that's why you hold this mut to go out with it on Shabbos, v'chei machayim b'teinu l'moys ha-mashiach, how come l'moys ha-mashiach they'll destroy all the swords? Omlehem and Echlami, Reb Lez answered back like Shmuel, that after Moshe Mashiach ain't a betalim, and who said Moshe Mashiach will also still be swords? Will still be the same type of a life like we have today, though being a Moshe Mashiach. and Rabbi Zoi Haino de Shmuel, that this pshat is a riot to Shmuel. O pligi de Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, and by the things of Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. Omalaya baya le Rav Dimi, viyamri lo le Rav Avi, viyamri lo Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi, viyamri lo le Rav Avi, viyamri lo, and some say the gears was like this, Abba, viyamri lo abaya le Rav Yosef, that Abaya told Rav Yosef. My time of the Rav Lezer, the Yom HaTachshitim Hein Loi. What's Rav Lezer's svara taka to say that to walk out with a sword, with a spear, with shields is called a tachshit? The Echziv Yezerai from the Posik. The Posik says, Chagor Charbucho al Yorech, put a sword on your thigh. Gibor, you're a strong person. Hoidcho v'yadurecho, this is called Yer, this is Yishenka, this is a nice tzerai, it's called a tachshit for you. Omolei Rav Kana, Zotav Kana Tzanik, Lamabre the Rafuna Hai Bedivre Tyrexiv. This possible by putting a charbucha yerech doesn't mean literally a sword. It's talking about divrei Torah. Strashi was gonna do with divrei Torah. Strashi have a zoya lach as a Ramishna Secha, means be very careful to chaza what you learn. Shetei mezumenes lecho b'shas adin. Whatever you learn should be prepared, ready for you when you need b'shas adin. Lovi raya kechera. If you have a din Torah, you want to bring your raya what the loch is. If you remember what you learned, you'll be able to bring a raya from it. Like a sword, al yer gibor, the thigh of a gibor. Lenatzeh b'mechom v'hoid chavad erecha. That's your hoid. But talking about divrei Torah, if you remember the Torah you learned, that's called the hoid chav. Or Malay, kind of said back, nein. You should know there's a klal of a mikra yoytze m'dei pshute. Good, that's the drosha that's talking about divrei Torah. Oh, but there's always a pshute shemikra. The poshri pshat is also a pshat. And Amar Rav Kana, and here Mele Poshup Shat means that putting a sword on your thigh is called a hoitcho, is called something nice. And Zok Rav Kana, Kad Havino Baratimne Sori Shonen, when I was 18 years old, the Gemin Le Lekuli Ashas, I finished learning the Hoshas, Lehevi Yadan, and I did not know this Yisoid, Tiyen Mikri Yoitzim Midei Pshute. Then every single Mikri, there's always a Poshup Shat. Even though we're making a Jerusha here, it's going on Divrei Torah, to say that the Chazal Divrei Torah, to remember it, that's called Hoitcho, but there's still a Poshet Pshat in the Posik. That means keeping the sword on your thigh, on your side, is also a Hoitcho. So I kind of didn't know this Yisoid of a Mikri Yotzim Deib Shuta until now, Ad Hashd until today. My Kamashna, what's the Chiddush, what do we learn out from this? The Lig Marinish, it's G'day to say that to learn and learn and learn. Lig Marinish, first learn. For the Lisbah, then you go into understanding everything clearly. As here I've kind of learned through Hoshas, and he didn't understand this thing clearly, that ain't mikru yetzim deib shuta. Until later he understood it. Rashi the ligmar inish, ligro shmaita to merabi. First learn everything from a rebbe. V'yafagav lo yoda lekulu timely. Even though you don't understand everything. V'hoda lizbor timely. Later you'll go to understand everything. Doho koshel evi Rav Kana. It was shretz Rav Kana v'lehevi yoda lai timely. The Talmud Yevi Kindle made a heavy bat in his story. That he was 18 years old and he still didn't know this story the way Nick creates him a day shooting. So Tosis, Ein Benel Mazel Mesa Mashiach, Shmuel holds there's no difference. So Tosis, Afagav, the Hashta in Yushlaim, Vein Besa Migdash, Vilu Mesa Mashiach, Yea Kail Bono, Yavad, Mesa Mashiach, to be the Besa Migdash, will have Yushlaim. So Tosis, Tarach Laim, even according to Shmuel, the high ain bein lav dafka. Doesn't mamish mean there'll be no difference at all. Just means that what the Nevi'im said, there'll be a mamish different type of life lagamri that says the trees will give off golden cakes and cakes will grow on trees and everybody will have money and be rich. That's not going on the Moshe Mashiach. That's going on a later Zman of Olam Habo. So the Gemara, Simin Zoros. Omer Rebbe Yirmiya. Omer Rebbe Loza, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim HaMechadedin Zeh Lezeh Balocha. If you have two Talmidei Chachomim that are Mechaded, means they learn to sharpen one another. Rashi Sholem U'Meshivin, they ask questions and answer. Lele Kadeach, not to make, to start up with somebody. Lele Lezchadek, but doing the Shema to make somebody sharp. They ask questions to make him use his head to sharpen his brains. Is two people learning like this, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lehem will give them Hatzlocha. They'll be successful whatever they're doing. Shenema v'hador chotzlach. If we dash, what v'hador chot mean? Al tikri v'hador chot elo v'chadadecho. When someone that's mechadit sharpens his friends in learning, he'll be tzlach, he'll be matzliach, successful. He'll go up to greatness. Shenema tzlach rechav. He'll ride on greatness. Yochol afilu shlo lishmo. Even if he learns Torah shlo lishmo, tamud loymer al davar emes. Only if he's doing the davar emes. That's what does this. Yochol emhegiz daito. Maybe even becomes a bagayvinik also. Tamud loymer v'anvo tzedek. No, it's only with the midah v'anova. That's when Hashem gives yatzlochem. V'yemoisim kain, and if he does it and learns Torah lishmo with anova, zoichin the Torah shenitnu b'yamin, he'll be zoichin with Torah that was given b'yamin with the right hand. Shenema v'sorcho noroyis yiminecha, it's given b'yiminech with the right. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Omar, zoichin the dvorim shenemam shenemru b'yamina shel Torah, he'll be zoichin with things that were said on the right side of the Torah. What does that mean? The Yomar Rova Barav Shalom. V'yamrilo Omer Rav Yosef Bar Chomo Omer Rav Sheshes Ma'i Dichtiv, what's Pshan the Posek in Mishlei Orcho Yomim Orech Yomim V'yamino, there'll be a long life of people that are in Yamino on the right side. We'll see the righties. V'smoiloi, of people are lefties, they mean to do things not so good. Righty here means you do things good, you're on the right side of the Torah, and smol means you're on the left side, you're not doing things so good. Is v'smoiloi, people on the left side, lefties like Oishev V'chovet, they'll get rich and covet. People do right things. They'll only have a long life, but they won't have oishev v'kavod. Elo, the ma'aminim bo, people that learn Torah, emistik, the ma'aminim bo, is oirich yom and mikah, they'll have a long life. For the kol shchein oishev v'kavod, na'avada, they'll be zeicha to rich and covet. The ma'asminim bo, the people that learn Torah, ma'asminim bo, we'll soon see Rashi what that means. They'll have rich tak, they'll have oishev v'kavod. They won't be zeicha the same way people that yiminam, they won't be zeicha to arichas yom, a long life. So Rashi, what is ma'aminim bo? Rashi, oishev v'kavod leka, l'ma'amin Rashi shal Torah, she'me'fash v'shin taimehim. They look in to understand the reasons for the Torah. The digduk, very carefully, or burin ki yamin ham yunus lamlocha. They want to check it out very carefully what the right hand does. Oishev v'chavad leke, but to me, a kiva nika erich yom koshkan eshev v'chavad, but ma'atmin lebo, shein yigeyim bo, they're not yigeyim so much in Torah, called sorkun. Hinami ma'amin lebo means oiskim lishmo, ma'atmin lem shle lishmo. People learn Torah lishmo, people learn shle lishmo. If you learn Torah lishmo, you'll be zeicha to arichas yomim with oishev v'chavad, and if you learn Torah shle lishmo, you're taking learning Torah, you'll be zeicha with oishev v'chavad. But arichas yomim, that you won't have. Weiter. Om Rebbe Yimiyo, Omar Rebbe Shimi ben Lokish, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim, Ha'noichim Zele Zeba Halocha. There's another lotion. Not Mechadadin, but Noichim. Means they're talking and learning nicely. One to the other. Sidrashi Anoichim Zelazem means Noisim Leistim Bobanachas Ruach, they're learning one with another nicely. Nisaskin Kadesha Yumudazem is there. They're like learning one from another. They're not being Mechadi though, they're not like asking sharp questions, but they're learning nicely. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mak Shivan, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to them. Shinemar Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem. Hashem listens. Ein Dibru Elonachas, when you're talking nicely. Shinemar Yad Baramim Tachtenu. Rashi Yashbil, they'll make themselves lower to you. The whole shiflus benachas, they'll be nice to you. Mai l'choish v'shmoi, what does the pasuk mean l'choish v'shmoi? Om Rabami afilu chishav lasas mitzvah, a person has in mind to do a mitzvah v'nenes, and something happens that he can't do, anoinus happens, v'lo yoses ma lo l'vakos v'kilu oso. The Kodesh Baruch Hu reckons it, counts it as if he did the mitzvah. Om Rabbi Chinan Abar Idi, kol oise mitzvah k'mamoroi. If somebody does a mitzvah the way he's supposed to, k'mamoroi means with all the deductim, all the mitzvahs, the mekayim the mitzvah the way he's supposed to, the way it says in the Torah, is a nevasu naisen bis oisai besuros rois. Nothing bad will happen to him. Happen to him. He won't hear bad besuros. Shenem Malaposi says, shoymem mitzvah lo yoda dovera. Somebody that watches mitzvahs won't hear of anything bad. Omer Abasi, vasa the big chiddush. Vitem Rabbi Chanina, afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyiz a gzera. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes gzeras on this person. The Hashem said he should have bad to him. Humavatlo. He has a koyach to mevatel it because he does mitzvahs the way he's supposed to. Shenema ba'asher devar melech shulton. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says something. Who can tell Hashem what to do? And Hashem made Gzeir will be bad for you. It has to be bad. The Somuchle, but the Pasuk right away says, no, still, somebody that does mitzvahs, where the Torah says it, b'shleimus, he could save himself from the Ra. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Tamid Chachamim HaMakshivim Zeh LeZeh Balochem. It's another Lashon. Two Tamid Chachamim HaMakshivim. What does Makshivim mean? Strashi. Makshivim Malamdim Zeh Zeh, like teaching one another. Mavinim Zeh Mizeh, they're understanding from one another. Listen to the Kronoket. There's two Tamid and two Chavusis. They're learning one another. They're both learning from one another. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemei L'Kolim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the voice. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hayoy Sheves Veganim Chaverim Makshivim L'Kolecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in the Ganim and listens to people that talk, learn with one another. Hashmin, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. V'yemei Noisim Kain. And if people don't learn Torah, you should know Gormin L'Shchina Shemistalekis Mi'Yisrael. You don't learn Torah, you cause that the Shechina Hashem should go away from Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Borach Doidi V'Doma. The Master, if you don't have this Torah, this learning one another, I'm not coming to listen, what Hashem to do? He'll be Borach or run away. Drashi Beganim here means Boti Medroshis. Chaveri Makshivim, Zelazet, two Chavus learn together. And Yoimesh Yeshmenu Kulam Bienam. I'll listen to what you're saying and I'll answer you. Borach doidi basrik sirvah. After it says the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs away, what does he run away from? If you don't do this, you're not learning Torah together. You're not learning Torah. Then Hashem runs away. That's Gurim the Shechina Shemasalekis Mi Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Talmid Chachamim Hamadgilim Zel Zebalocha. For another lashon, fourth lashon here, Madgilim. Rashi learns Maaspin Zeh Zeh. They get together, one the other. The Omrim, and they say, Bo Venilma, let's learn. Venovin Ben Shneino, let's both try like make a lady together. So, like, they don't know how to learn, they don't know it good yet. They're learning it the first time together. Hil Vien Lona Ravlom Deinu, since we don't have a Rebbe to learn from, let's try our best and do it ourselves. So, that's called Madgilim, like do it themselves, is like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them. People that learn Torah, Hashem loves them. They have to understand at least a little bit what's going on. They have to have a Tzuros Rashi, Shur Shadova. They understand the roots. I mean, they learned already the Sugi once. They know what's talking about. They learned a little bit from the Rebbe already. It's not like strange that they don't know what's going on in the Gemara. But they know a little bit. Now they go into it themselves to understand better. The Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them. That's also providing you don't have a Rebbe in your own city. If you have a Rebbe that you can learn from, it's better off to learn from a Rebbe. He will explain it to you better, and you know better pshat. Just if you don't have a Rebbe, then it's enough to learn B'lech Arusa to try and work it out together. Learn from him. Omer Rabab, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Godoil Hamalve Yoisem and Oisit Stoka. Somebody that lends out money, that's the biggest chus than people that give money for tzedakah. Rashi Godel HaMalva, Lefi She'en Ha'oni Boish Badova. The poor person is not so embarrassed, he's not mamish taking money from you to keep, he's only taking money as halvo, as a lend, loan. That's better. You're not embarrassing the person. Mashenkin for tzedakah is a little bit embarrassing. Omato Bekis Yesh Mekulum. But to make the oni take him into business and help him out, give him money to open up a business, that's better than everything. Trashimata bekis moyus umolilistaker buhen. Lamach sefchar huga hef the profit out of the money. Vadi dariabada afnamarash lokish not that kohani. Middle they got it. Diomulu rababa mishme. So if you put him into business, that's a bigger madrega. Bechal he has no busha and you put him on his feet. Now put the person back on his feet, that's a bigger madrega. Omer Rav Shimon, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Im Talmud Chochem, if you have a Talmud Chochem, that's Noi King the Noiter, means he takes Nekoma, or he takes Netira, Kenochish even like a snake, still, Kenochishu Chagrehu Amos Necha, still become close with him. So the Mora, Im Amoritzu, believe to the persons in Amoritz Chosid, And the Amoritz Chosid means he thinks he's doing right, but he doesn't know the halachas. Really, he's doing wrong. Is Altida Bishchenusay, don't live next to him, don't be his shark and his neighbor. So, Trashi, Chogreyum Betamut Chokim, as he dobek boy, he come close to him, Shesopech Lehenes Mitamuday. Eventually, you come to learn from him. You'll have Hanor from his learning. Vashenkin Amoritz Chosid, Altida Bishchenusay, Shein Yedei B'Dikduke Mitzvahs, he doesn't know the Dikduke Mitzvahs. V'in Chastiduse Sholem, V'Sofet Lumen Memenu. You come to learn, and since he's doing wrong things, you come to learn wrong things from him. V'ayitu Omer Rav Kane, Omer Rav Shem Ben Lokish, V'yamilo Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Shlokish, V'yamilo Omer Rav Abo, Omer Rav Shem Ben Lokish, Kol HaMagadel Kelev Rav B'Teich Beisei. As we have the gear, so if you bring in up a bear dog, the Mashor takes out the word Ra, just means whoever has a dog, called Amagadol Kelev, the Mashor learns, is Moneya Chesed Mitech Boisei. He's holding back Chesed from his house. So Trashi, Sheina Mania Chaniyim Lava the Pischa, he doesn't let the poor people come into his house. And since he has a dog there, the poor people are afraid of the dog, you're stopping the people from coming into the house. That's called you're stopping Chesed. Shinema, the Posse says, Lamos, Rashi says Lamos, the Haino Kelev, that means a dog. Lamos is Merayehu Chosed. Merayehu Vidashin means you're holding back Chesed. Because of the dog,